Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is looking to Silicon Valley with help for his new cyber strategy and for partnership and collaboration with the Department of Defense. But he does not have much time to get that partnership off the ground before the Obama administration leaves and another one takes its place. Steve Grundman is George Lund Fellow at the Atlantic Council, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Industrial Affairs and Installations, and looking at this partnership that Secretary Carter is proposing. Steve, it's terrific to have you on the program. You talked about this at an event at the Atlantic Council recently. What do you see as the number one issue, either challenge or potential win for the Defense Department as it engages Silicon Valley? Thanks for coming on today.
You're welcome, Francis. I think it's trust. And I think that's an aspect of his whole purpose in having spent 2 days out there that has been somewhat, not entirely, but somewhat overlooked. You know, in the light of the disclosures about the NSA that have rankled the tech industry, let's say, and maybe some bad experiences, quite apart from information disclosures that the tech industry, apocryphally has had with the DOD. I think Secretary Carter wanted to create a very high level, right, the highest level channel of communication and endorsement, if you will, with that community by way of reestablishing a level of trust that would be the foundation for some more productive relationship between the two behemoths of the Pentagon and Silicon Valley.
The high-level talks are important, and they are more than symbolic, but they're not the be-all and end-all, and I think we all know that the actual execution happens a couple layers down underneath, you know, the leaders of the big tech companies and the Secretary Carter level. What has to happen beyond Secretary Carter saying this is important and we're going to do this, and so you need to do this? What has to happen beyond that to make sure that the Defense Department realizes maximum value out of this partnership, this collaboration, Steve?
Well, there's at least a couple things that come to mind. I said in the event earlier this week that there were really three audiences for what he had to say out there, and one of them was Silicon Valley itself. Another was certainly the acquisition management workforce for which he is ultimately responsible. But the third is the traditional, let's call it, defense industry. And so I think one of the things that could really accelerate the engagement between the Pentagon and the tech industry, Silicon Valley, I guess we'll continue to use that shorthand, would be if the traditional defense industry, the defense industry that knows the hoops and wickets of contracting with and engaging with the Pentagon, if it would respond to this call by standing up and acting as an intermediary between the Pentagon and the tech industry. I mean, that's not going to be the only way this gets done. And by all means, let's remember, Secretary Carter was actually specifically saying that they're, you know, that channel is also fraught in a way that has some problems to it. But my quick reaction to your question would be that I think this can take root and gain some momentum despite the obstacles inside the acquisition management workforce to which you're referring, if the traditional defense industry, commercial defense industry, gets in the game.
That's an interesting point, because my takeaway when he initially made the speech out there was, I wonder if anybody in the traditional defense industrial base that has the capabilities that he's either talking about specifically or alluding to is sitting there watching his speech and going, what are we, chopped liver?
I am sure that that was one reflex that the traditional defense industry got. I've been around plenty of guys in the traditional defense industry, which is after all where I do my trafficking more than in Silicon Valley, who are somewhat dismissive over the possibilities for the technologies and the capabilities of the likes of Silicon Valley to make an important impact on defense, on the one hand. But right on the other side of that, now that same coin, I think, is a competitive reflex rather than a dismissive reflex. And sometimes the dismissive reflex is actually covering up the competitive reflex. So at the same time, they may have been thinking, what are we, chopped liver? They also may have been had their competitive instincts engaged enough to wonder if there's not competition they need to worry about out there, or if there's not technology which could improve its, you know, their competitive advantage relative to other traditional defense contractors.
And that's not an issue that I've just heard with this particular initiative from the Defense Department, and not even only with the Defense Department, Steve. There, and I'm not suggesting that it's a bad thing or a good thing. I don't know. But my sense is, from the information that I gather anecdotally, that there are a lot of people in the traditional contracting community, and even some people in the government, that are saying, hey, what's the deal with all of these people who aren't from the government and aren't involved with anything that we do now? The implication is, fairly or unfairly, the perception is, what we have now, the people that we have now, the companies that we have now, whatever, are not good enough, and we have to go find what's good enough from among these people who have never been involved with government before. I'm not suggesting it's a fair read. I'm just saying, anecdotally, I'm starting to hear a groundswell of more and more of that kind of sentiment. Do you think that's fair, and what dispels that, if anything can dispel that?
Unfair. I think, regardless of whether it's fair or unfair, it perhaps would not take such offense if the proposition were formulated more about the future than the present. And I do think, ultimately, although I'm sure the Secretary would like some, as it were, early wins, I think this is this foray, this overture to Silicon Valley, you know, certainly should be seen against the backdrop of the Defense Innovation Initiative and the aspirations for an offset strategy, so-called, that Bob Work has been out promulgating. And to remember that, to observe anyway, to recognize that it is Silicon Valley or its ilk that the Pentagon is thinking need to make some contribution to these disruptive, strategically significant changes in the technology base that we're going to access to gain competitive advantage in the future, in the 15, 20, and 30-year horizon, not in the next couple of years, where certainly, you know, our defense industrial base is as great and greater in most places, but not all, than any other portion of the defense or even commercial sector with respect to today's contemporary needs. But in the future, I think he is I think correctly surmising that there is a broader and, more importantly, different technology base that the U.S. can gain some competitive advantage from if it can figure out how to lash it to the needs of the military.
You kind of anticipated my next question, Steve, with the beginning of that answer, and that is, what does this mean regarding the broader strategies that the Pentagon is engaging in, and how can this benefit those strategies? I mean, think as broadly as you choose.
Well, an aspect of what Silicon Valley is good at that enthuses me in respect to putting some fuel to this offset strategy or the Defense Innovation Initiative is actually not the stuff, as it were, not the technologies so much as the propensity for creating innovative business models, which is, in my view, really the hallmark of Silicon Valley. You know, I've said to many people, and I think it's worth remembering, that a company like Amazon, right, which has revolutionized the consumer market industry, didn't really invent anything. They created a completely disruptive business model for which a whole bunch of information and other technologies were complements, an important complement, but it was not about inventing something that made that a great and disruptive business model. Well, I think you can go around Silicon Valley, and if you talk to venture investors, that's what the magic and the really distinctive magic of American entrepreneurship is their ability to conceive these business models that create, as business consultants call them, blue oceans for companies where they have dominant competitive advantage, at least for a period of time. So that's what I think the Pentagon ought to be hoping to get out of Silicon Valley. And that's as much a matter of style and method as it is the technologies themselves.
Steve, great insight, and congratulations on the event. We're going to put a link to the event and the story from Defense Systems at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, along with our conversation. Thanks for being on today.
You're welcome.